Started in the front row here with Jeff Gilbert.
Julian, coach has talked about, like, when it's time to go vertical, he just wants you to let it rip. And you ripped it twice pretty deep. Talk about those two long touchdown passes and how that felt to convert that so well.
Yeah, great plays by Carnell and Jeremiah. I think we work on those throws a lot in practice, and you know, Coach Day and Coach Fessler are telling our quarterbacks, you know, throw it high, give them air, so they can adjust. And they made two great catches, and was excited to see them come down with it.
Come over here to Stephen Means.
Julian, can you just walk us through the second and interception specifically? Did you see the rusher coming your way? Can you just tell us your point of view of what happened on that second interception?
Yeah, felt the pressure. And, you know, we talk about third-hand help when you're getting pressure in the pocket. You know, protect the ball, put it on your body. And I was too loose with it, and obviously ball came out.
Spencer?
Yeah, Julian, what were the conversations like at halftime when you guys were moving the ball pretty easily and you weren't converting? What is that like for you as a first-time starter, and how do you feel like you guys adjusted?
You know, just keeping the energy high. I think, you know, all the guys on offense knew we were moving the ball consistently. We just had to execute. And, you know, it starts with me. But we got to execute more in the red zone. You know, those first three drives, you know, we didn't get a touchdown in the red zone, so we got to do better there. And, you know, it's all about execution and improving.
Left side, Bill Rabinowitz.
Julian, how much do you think a game like this will help you? Coach Day talked about, because you're so young, you're learning things, and now you can remember things. How important is that for you and your development?
Yeah, I think it's good to battle some adversity out there, have the turnovers and see how we respond as an offense and how I respond. And I think it's good to battle some adversity out there.
Go to Brendan Gulick over here on the right.
Julian, you've played three games at this point. Obviously, you've got 2 weeks now before your next game. What are you most looking forward to watching on tape as it relates to your development, the things you're trying to work on, the way you're identifying coverages or the way you're trying to develop your game? What do you want to spend your time on the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think within the next 2 weeks, it's about improving everywhere. Improving in recognizing coverages, improving and commanding the offense and moving us down the field, improving in our red zone execution. I think, you know, we can improve in all areas, and I think this next 2 weeks will be big for us.
Go over here to the left, Joey Kaufman.
Julian, where do you feel like you could improve in terms of like the red zone, which is sort of, talk about the execution there, but what do you feel like you can do better there?
Yeah, I think we got to stay on schedule a little bit better in the red zone. We got the third and long in the red zone, and that's a little bit tougher because, you know, there's not much space down there. But also just our timing in the red zone, and, you know, it starts with me, and then, we got to get on the same page with the receivers on our timing.
Come over here to the front row, Tim May.
Yeah, Julian, I was watching in pregame warm-ups and stuff. You were ripping the ball on those deep routes and stuff. And then in the game, you had the two to Tate, you know, and Jeremiah. And what is it like to hit those? But number two, if you worked really hard in that regard? And then number three, what's it like to have those two guys to kind of pull y'all out of the mire a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome because we work so much on it in practice. And, you know, you saw it in pregame warm-ups. It's awesome to have the success on Saturdays and see it go down like that. And, you know, they made some great catches out there.
And last question over here.
I know you don't want to come off the field, but knowing how close you guys are in that room, to see Lincoln have this role to get on the field and have an impact on games, what does that mean to you and just what he gives the offense?
Yeah, it's awesome. His ability to, you know, pick up a third down for us, when it was third and two, and awesome to see him come in and run through contact.